Chapter 40. Planet Sunlust. 2 days after the siege of Inusator.
Baron Iendi should not have been alive. Being transferred from the garrison's emergency ward to the civilian clinic for recuperation was the only thing that had saved her. She'd held the medics at gunpoint throughout the day while hunching forward on a chair, allowing them to treat the handful of stormtroopers and civilians who'd trickled in, but ensuring they couldn't join the uprising. Too exhausted and pained to hold back, she'd wept when news arrived that the garrison had been flooded by lava. If she'd had the strength, she might have joined the security forces in the street. As it was, she could only watch from the sidelines and listen to the raucous celebrations that told her Pinyumba had been captured. Captured by the same people she'd been trying to protect and clothe and feed. She didn't understand. When the time came, she surrendered to the rebels without a fight. Now, 2 days after the fighting had ended, she was officially a prisoner of the Rebel Alliance. Due to the number of captives taken during the uprising, everyone from Imperial administrators to security force members to civilian overseers of Pinyumba's industrial enterprises, she'd been permitted to serve in a limited work release capacity with the supervision of an authorized volunteer. Unofficially, she was working at her uncle's cantina. The cantina itself had become a refuge in the aftermath of the crisis. When Vara's uncle had been released from holding, he'd immediately begun using it as a distribution point for donated supplies. While some of Pinyumba's residents were untouched by the revolution, others had seen their housing blocks burned and their possessions confiscated. They needed help that other residents were glad to give. And as volunteers flocked to the cantina, it also became a place to exchange information about Pinyumba's rebuilding, to organize meetings and discussions on how the city would run without the Empire. It was busy at all hours, and therefore Vara was busy too. She tracked goods as they came in and out, repaired broken machines, passed along messages. She served drinks. Her uncle watched her closely, though he tried not to show it. She could have sabotaged his operation, but what was the point? She felt the eyes of the cantina regulars on her as she carried a tray to a table occupied by mineral processing workers. The facility wouldn't be back online for a week or more, so the old men had time to spare.
"I know who you are," one of the workers said.
She recognized the speaker, a withered Celestin with drooping ears and jowls. He'd been the first to speak openly against the Emperor in her presence months earlier. The others had been terrified. She hadn't reported him. He reached out with a wrinkled hand and gripped her wrist gently. She wanted to slap him away, but she made herself smile. She couldn't afford to make trouble. "I'm not trying to hide it," she said, low and sharp. The old Celestin patted her wrist twice and let go.
"We all pick sides," he said. "No shame in picking the wrong one."
Vara stared at the Celestin in surprise. Then she left the tray on the table and walked away. Not everyone was pleased that Pinyumba had joined the rebellion. She knew how to interpret disquieted murmurs, weary sighs that held a subtext of displeasure. Instability was the watchword among Celestins who feared what the rebellion might do to their home. They didn't dare speak their defiance openly, neither did she. But she wanted to turn back to the old man and ask for all of them, "Who says I picked the wrong side?" She loved her uncle and she loved Pinyumba. But her colleagues were dead. She wore a bandage over her stomach and couldn't move faster than a hobble anymore. If the Empire came back, she had every intention of rejoining the Stormtrooper legions. And yet, the very thought of taking up a rifle against the people in her cantina made her tremble. Drops of water and tea and ale spilled down the sides of the glasses she carried to and from the bar. She hoped the peace lasted a little while.